Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. We're on Lamed Zayin. Yeah. We are 6 lines from the top. Okay? Mistamech v'ozil, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya relied and went after Akaspe Dav Simloi, Shamei, on the shoulders of Rav Simloi, his attendant, Amalei Simloi. Lo ha'isa emesh beis ha'medrash. You weren't there last night in shul, in yeshiva. Shehet harnu es ha'shemen. We matred shemen last night. It was us, sir. And last night we matred it. From a guy. Right? From a guy. Amalo bi'yameinu tatir afes ha'pas. Wouldn't it be good if you also could matre the pas of a guy? Wouldn't that be good? Right? So the Ritva says that, the Ritva says already that, now this, what's the reason for pas akum? The reason is because you're going to be close to a guy, right? Because you're going to hang out with a guy, right? So that's one of the terim of something called pas palter. If it's made in a factory like Entenmann's, or Moshe has a heter, with what kind of guy? What the guy? The factory? Nothing to do with that, right? Even then they had to. I never read that. I never learned that tshuva. I never went through that sugya, but I know there's a tshuva like that. But the Ritva already says. Now, the Ritva says that even then they had a heter for pas palter. So it was like in a factory or a big production. And what Simloi was saying was, I'm talking about the pas of a neighbor. The factories, that's an old heter. You know, they didn't have factories back then or whatever they had, a mass production. That's an old heter, the Ritva says. Even then, he was talking about a neighbor. Or where there's other bread available made by a Jew. Maybe the goyis taste better. Maybe it's, we're not talking about no issue of kosher. It's 100% kosher. It's 100% kosher. No issue about that. Maybe the goyis is better. Maybe it's cheaper. You want to buy it better. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. That's what he meant to say. To say a pas palter. That's an old story. Anyway, amalo, im kain, karlo bezdin sharia. They're going to call you a kula dika bezdin. You're a mater. Everything you say is mutter. God forbid. Right. Ditnan, heyed Rabbi Yosi ben Yoezer ish tzreda. Hey, and Rabbi Yosi ben Yoezer ish tzreda. They testified about Rabbi Yosi ben Yoezer ish tzreda, right? Al ayil kamtza dachin. There was a certain kind of grasshopper, and he said it was kosher. Number two, val mashka beis mitpachaya dachin. The blood of the mizbeach, blood that it was sprinkled, or any blood that had to do with karbanos was not tamei. Even the liquids can become tamei. These liquids was not tamei. And we're going to discuss each one of these three. And the grasshopper has nothing to discuss. He said it was kosher. We have a rule that liquids can become tamei. So what kind of heter was this? And the third one's the most difficult. V'al diyikarev lemisa misoiv. If you touch a dead body, you're mutter. You're tar. How could that be? Tara says you're not tar. How could that be? So we're going to explain what that means. The point is, the Karule Yosef Sharia, and they called him Yosef the Map, Yosef the Makel. Right? Yosef the Makel, they called him. Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer. Yosi is a question. Is Yosi like Yossi? Like a nickname for Yosef? Or is it a full name? Nobody says anything Yosi, but there are people named Yossi. So then they called him Yosef. They call Yosef the Makel. Not Yosi the Makel, but by the name
as a term of derision.
What? Yosi?
No,
that's not derision. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Yosi ben Yoezer, Rish Tzredi. He's in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. He's one of the early Tanayim. So Yosi's not a derogatory name. Either it's a nickname. Mati is a good example. Mati's not a derogatory. It's a nickname for Mordechai. It's not a derogatory. Yossi, what?
The
right, so we have Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Seglili. You have Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. So is Yosi a real name or a nickname? So here it calls him Yosef ben Yoezer. Then what does it say the next line? Yosef Shar Yosef de Makel. Yeah.
I spell Yosef in Hebrew, not Hebrew.
I know. So I don't know the answer to that question. You have to find some. I'm sure someone discussed it somewhere in some, you know, safer. What? Right. So, but then he calls him Yosef de Mater, Yosef de Makel, which means he seems to think his name is really Yosef. Amalei. So you want to get that reputation? You want to go ahead and matter bread? You'll have a reputation of being such a mekel. That was derogatory. Yosef the mekel. That wasn't a shevach. That wasn't a parav. That was not nice, right? You want to get that reputation? So Amalei Hasam Sharitlas. Yeah, he did three. He made three kulas. Umar Shari Chada. He only did one. All he did was Matar Shemen. Vi Shari Chadachrina. And if you matter the bread also, so Akati Tardinu Dami. Still two. It's only two. So he's still ahead of the eight ball. So Amalei Ana Shari Achrina. No, but I matter something else. I already matter something else. So I can't do bread because then I'll become a reputation of being a makel. What's the third one? This is complicated. Maihi, what's that? That not. The letter in the mission like this. Ze gitech. A man says to a woman, here's your get. Im lo basi mikan an shnei masar chodesh. If I do not return within the year. Umeis betoch shnei masar chodesh. And he dies in the year. Which means, by the way, he's not going to return. However, ain't no get. It's not a get. Why not? So Rashi says, ain't no get. Daha lo amar shihi get ela achar yud beis chodesh. Ela ad yud beis chodesh. Because what he said was, this will be a get for you in a year from now. Right? Vahu kfar meis. But he's already dead. And dead men can't give divorces. V'ainu yachol lagarish. He can't give a divorce. Uzekuka liyibam. And she therefore is roy for Yibam in Ein Lo Ben, if they didn't have any children. Why? Because her husband died. She's a widow. Even though he can't come back, when he says, I'll give you a get, if I don't come back after 12 months, what he means to say is, the get is chal after 12 months. So if you die during the 12 months, you can't give the get.
Not a retroactive.
Aval I amar me'achshav. But if he said from today, yehei get, then it would be a valid get. Imlo basi ad yud beis chodesh, and then if he doesn't come back within 12 months, umeis besoch yud beis umeis besoch kach hareis a get. It's a valid get. Then is a kukul yibam, no yibam. I don't know why Rashi has to throw that in. No yibam. I'm sure there's a lump. That's why Rashi has to throw that in. Exactly. He picks yibam. What's the nafkamina here? Yibam. Right. It's a funny thing to say. Okay.
No, that's what he's looking to get out of.
Why? Maybe Marcel's right. Maybe she wants to marry the Kohen next door.
Well, that's more common.
Much more common than Yibum. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I'm sure there's many of ink spilled. Why Rashi had to throw that in? Okay. Anyway, now, that's what this Tanakhama said, right? V'tani Allah, v'rabo senu hitiru le'inase. We said it's not a problem. She can get married. Why? One second. Varminan man rabbeinu. Who is that? Who said that? Who are those rabbis who said it's not a problem? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beis Dina, Shor Mishcha. The same bezin that matted the oil, they're the same ekel bezin they matted this woman to get married. Now, how could she get married? What's the heter for that? What's the reason? The answer is, Savar la kribyosi. The whole kribyosi is a different kribyosi. The Amar, Zmano shel shtai mochiach alav. No, who does that? Who gives a get today and says it's only chal in a year from now? And it's chal only in a year from now if I'm still alive. So if the husband dies during the year, it's, who said that? The date of the giveter is mochiach. That what? That even though you didn't say me'achshav, it's included. It's meant me'achshav. From right now, if I don't return in a year. So if the guy dies within the year, he's not going to return. Right? As far as I know, people don't come back from the dead. He's not going to return. So therefore, it's chal right today. Now that was a big kula. Tanakhama didn't say that. Tanakhama said she's stuck. She's not stuck. She's a widow, not a divorcee. Comes along with her, don't worry about it. Why? Because it's embedded in this transaction that it's from today.
Why can't you wait a year and then become divorced?
No, that's not the issue. The issue is, the Gemara is going to ask that question. The issue is, is she stuck with Yibum or is she divorced? That's the issue. The Gemara is going to ask you a question in a minute. That maybe she's only divorced after a year. Even though it took place, I forget. I'm giving it to you today, but it's not chal till a year from now. Whether I'm alive or not, it's not chal till a year from now. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Right? Yeah, that's a different question. But you hear? That's an afkamina. The afkamina is she subject to Yibum? Can she marry a Kohen? So it's understood it means me'achshav, even though he didn't say it. Why? Why are you giving it now for? Then wait till you come back from the trip and give it to her then. What are you giving it to her now for? Obviously, you want it to be chal today. But you want to have strings attached, you want to wait a year. If I come back, maybe I'll change my mind. So if he dies, not changing his mind. So it's chal from today, so she's divorced. That's a big kula. Tanakhama didn't say that. Rashi explains, the Rashi of, it's in the Rashi, it's a long Rashi. It's the very next Rashi, actually, but I'll give you the very end of it. The very end of it is a little before the lines get wider. V'hachanami, here too, Zmano shall get, mochiach, dahachi kamar le, me'achshav yeh get. What he meant to say was, today I'm giving you a get, im lo basi, if I don't come back. V'tire, v'tanah ba'almu, it's just a tanai. It's a tanai. Kilo, v'chilo asa, aktim, akayam tanai. If he doesn't come back, for any reason, he didn't want to, he died, whatever the reason is, it's chal from today. So that's a big kula. Right? That's another kula he came up with. Now the Gemara
is that the same case if somebody goes off the war and he gives his wife a get before he leaves?
No, because then it was clearly on tonight that if he died, the get was chal, one second, the get was chal, one second before. For, right. That's a different thing.
Right.
Same type of idea. Same idea. Right? Because if he doesn't come, he doesn't die, he doesn't want the get to be chal.
Right?
Same type of idea. So the Amr of Abba, Bered of Chia, Bar Abba, Rudanasi, Hore, he paskin like that. V'lo hodu lo kol shaito. And nobody agreed with him. They didn't agree with him. V'amri le kol siato. Everybody with him, nobody agreed to that. Amale Rabbi Elazar Lahusaba. Rabbi Elazar said to this old man, ki sharisu la'alta sharisu. When we matted it, they matted it right away. The lo asi. One second. Ki sharisu la'alta sharisu. Oh, Amale, Kish, it's your question, Yoni. Kisharisu, when they matted it, La'alta Sharisu? Is she mutter right away? Oh, Dilo Asi, because he's not coming back, because he died. Oh, Dilma, Lachash Neymar Zachodesh. Maybe you have to wait 12 months. Da'akayim La'tana, because you have to fulfill the Tanai. That make any sense, that question?
No.
Says Tosfos, that makes no sense. Im Tomar, Pshita, it's obvious. La'alta he muteres. It's obvious she's mutter. Why? The minute he died, the Tanai is Mekoyim. So why does he have to wait 10 more months? Why? What kind of question was that? Right? The lo yashiv od lebeso. He's not coming back. That condition is not happening. He's not returning. So what?
He's not fulfilling the
right?
He's not fulfilling the condition.
So the Tos is going to give a whole nother answer. V'yesh lomar. The mikol makom. Nevertheless, mi boyile. It's still a question. Igazrinon mace atu lo mace. Nobody knows the guy died. All of a sudden, everybody comes to shul, and there she is, and she has a big sign. I'm on the market again. I'm a husband. I'm free. Wait a minute. Didn't he give you a get for 12 months? They're not going to realize he died. People are going to think that when people give gets on Tanai, they're chal right away. What?
This would just change the case.
No, it's giving a reason why would we make, what was the half-meaning of this question? This question is, no. Well, make a wait 12 months later. What for a reason? The reason is when the guy doesn't die. It's a gzera.
But the case is the guy died.
Right.
Deal with the case. Oh, you worry about the case.
Yeah, we always do that. We always do that. You can't do this because it might lead to that.
What's happening if the guy dies and everybody knows he's dead?
Right. Right, so you're right. So the question is when the guy, not everyone knows.
Exactly.
Not everyone knows. What? I hear. Okay.
What's the purpose of the date?
What?
The date. What's the purpose of it?
So people might see, hey, what's going on with that woman? How's she dating already? Doesn't she have to wait? She doesn't have to wait. Then even the husband doesn't die, they're also going to make that mistake. That's a gzera, as the Tosafot says. Right?
The whole world knows that he made it tonight.
The Ron says, no, that's not the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question was that maybe even though it was Me'akshav, it still has to run its course of 12 months. That's what you wanted to say. It still has to run its course. That was the Gemara's question. Do you have to run its course even though he died, he's not coming back? It's true, he's not coming back. Does the Tanai have to run its course, 12 months? That's what the Ron says.
That is
right. That's a different answer. Right? So then why did Tosfos give that answer? He knew what the rhyme was going to. He knew what the rhyme would answer. Has to run its course, right? So why did he give that answer? I don't know. Anyway, yeah. V'tiboylach amas nisan, and he could ask this question on the Mishnah. Ditnan harezek yitzach meyachshav. If the get is chal from today, imlo basi mikan vachnei masach chodesh. If I don't come back in 12 months, umeis betochnei masach chodesh, and he doesn't come back, he died. Harei get, have a get. It's a good get. Tavia Kayim led Tanai, because the Tanai was Makayim. Now, well, in other words, we're saying the exact same thing, but this was a, what we just quoted out was a Mishnah, and before it was a Brisa. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you ask this question on the Brisa, why not on the Mishnah? The Mishnah is more authoritative, right? If it's Yibayi Lachla, Al Tavin the Get, the Halawasi, the Get Chab right now, oh, Dilma Lachla Yir Beis Chodesh, Tavia Kayim led Tanai. And the answer was, so why did you ask the question on the Brisa? You should have asked it on the Mishnah. And the Enochanami, you're right, but Mishum Dahavis Bahayu Minyana. We were learning about that Brisa, so we asked the question on that Brisa. That's all. We were discussing that Brisa, so we asked that question. That's all. Amar Abaya, it's like all of a sudden we get on a tangent now with Get, so the whole daf, I'm just busy with this Get. Amar Abaya, Hakol Modim, everybody would agree that Lekeshe Teitze Chama Minartika, Lekhinafka, a guy is at night, says to his wife, here's a get. The get is chal when the sun shines. So everyone would agree that when the chama goes out from its covering, meaning in the morning, right? Kamala, right? V'chimeis belayla. So what if he dies that night? He gives her a get at 10 o'clock at night. He gets chal in the morning. Here's your get. It's chal in the morning. When the sun shines. That's when it's chal. He dies that night. What's the story? Everybody would agree. V'chimeis belayla. Get la'acham isahu. It's a get after death. The get was chal in the morning. He died that night. No get. Dead men can't give gets. Right? Dead men can't do a lot of things. One of the things they can't do is give gets.
So that's great. She could marry a kohen.
Correct. She's a widow. Al menas. On condition. Shetei tzicham min artika. On condition that the sun shines tomorrow morning. That's a tanai. That's a tanai. It's different than... For the first one was a time frame. The get will be chal tomorrow morning. He didn't make it till the morning. The get's not chal.
Right.
This was a tanai. On tanai that the sun shines tomorrow morning.
That's
it's very different.
Why? Same case.
The other case was not a tanai. It was I want to have one more night with you. So the get's chal in the morning.
No, that's not
a tanai. The second one is a tanai. If the sun shines tomorrow, it's a get. And if it doesn't, it's not a get.
So the condition was not fulfilled.
Sure was. It's going to shine in the morning. No, so let me... So if someone says that, you see the difference?
Yeah.
If someone says it on condition the sun shines tomorrow, which is like a 99.99% chance it's going to happen, on condition it's going to shine tomorrow...
It's 100%.
Right. Okay, fine. What he really meant to say was, it's chal from right now. When the condition happens. Retroactively, you're divorced from right now.
Right.
So if he dies that night, it makes no difference. Right? Umchimeis belayla, havada tanai have, it's certainly a tanai. The get, mechayim hu, and the get was given when he was alive. Aye, the tanai was only in the morning, so what? Gets go retroactively from today. Sorry, tanayim are retroactive from the time they're made. Who said that? Ravuna, kid Ravuna, don't Ravuna. Kol ha'omer almanas, if you ever say almanas, ka'omer me'achshav dami, it's as if you said from right now. Just, you have to wait for the tanai to play itself out. You have to wait for the tanai to run its course, then you divorce from right now. Why would a man do such a funny thing? I don't know. Why would he say that? I don't know, but he said it, and it's valid, and it's allowed. That's all not argued about. Lo nechluku ella be'im teitze. If it comes, if it rains tomorrow, right? If some condition, which might not happen. The Zman is Mochiach. I don't care what kind of condition you make. If I don't come back, if the Yankees win the World Series, all these conditions that might not happen, all that is from right now. So if all the conditions happen, then she's divorced from right now. Yankees win the World Series, she's divorced from today. Middle of Adar. Right? The World Series is not till October. She's divorced from today, retroactively. Why? Because whenever you say a condition like that, then it's divorced, it's retroactive. If I die, right, then it's retroactive to the date he died. Rabbanan, less Luder of Yossi, don't hold like that. Vahavale kezeh gitech imesi greta. It says get, it says if you die, so if you die, then it's chal when you die, and if not, not.
When
when the tanai is mekuyim.
It goes back to the zman on the thing.
Goes back to the zman on the guest.
Which is before he dies. It says here. It's from the time it is given.
No, right. No. If you say, I'll give this get is chal when I die. If you don't hold up the first pshat, that means me'akshav, it's never chal. Right. Why? Because when you died, you can't give a get. Fine. Gufa. Now go back to the three kulas of Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer. Gufa. What do you say? Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer ish treda al ayel dachin, al ayel kamsa dachin. Certain kind of grasshopper was kosher. Val mashke k'mevit b'chaya dachin. And the liquids of the Beis HaMikdash, the blood, is tahar. It's not tamei. Val diikar of lemisa misav. And if you touch a dead body, you're not tamei. You remain tahar. Which we have to get to that one. The kari lay Yosef Sharia. They called him Yosef the Makel, Yosef the Matar, right? So my ayel kamta. What does that mean? What's grasshopper? What are we talking about? So I've be honest, I don't know this. I don't understand the next gemara because I don't know what grasshoppers are kosher. Rav Papa Amar Shushiva. Rav Papa said it's a Shushiva. Rav Chia Bar Ami Amar Mishrei Deula Amar Suzbil. It's a different kind of grasshopper. Rav Papa Amar Shushiva. He said it's a Shushiva. And by the way, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer said it's kosher, so someone said it's not kosher. He was the big makel. He said it's kosher, so someone said it's not kosher. So he said it's kosher, and someone argued with him, right? So Rav Papa Amar Shushiva, he said it's a Shushiva grasshopper. The Kamiflagi Berosho Oruch. And they're arguing about what has if a grasshopper has a long head. Mar Savar Rosho Oruch Aser. Whoever argued on him said it's Aser. Umar Savar Rosho Oruch Mutar. And Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer held, no, that's mutter. That's a mutter siman of a kosher grasshopper.
Is it fleshes or parv?
It's parv. And it doesn't require shechita either. Seriously, good question. Fish are also parv.
Why, when's the next time you want to have a meal of hand grasshopper?
So do they eat grasshoppers? Anybody eat them today?
Syrians.
They do? They still do?
Maybe in China.
Syrians eat it.
Do they really?
Yeah,
I think they don't even...
Not
Syrians, no.
Yemenites. Rav Chiya bar Abba, I wonder what they taste like. Rav Chiya bar Abba, Mishmei de'ula Amar. Suzbil. Suzbil. What's Suzbil? Suzbil is Rosh Ha'aruch. Kuli Amal Plegid Asr. No, nobody argues on that. Everyone says that's Asr. Keep the Vahacha, the Knuff of Chofrin es Rubo, Ayadcha Kamiflagi. The one of the simanim of a kosher grasshopper is the wings have to cover rove of the body. So here it only covers rove of the body. What do you mean al dead chak? Like it just covers rove of the body, like 50.01% just makes it. That's what they're arguing about. Mar savar ruba called huba inon. That's it. It's more than 50%. So you got your rove, and therefore it's kosher. That's 50.01%. That's more than 50%. Umar savar. We were the min karbinin. No, you need a recognizable rove. That's a recognizable rove, right? You need a recognizable rove. You need 75-80%. That's already recognizable. That's for sure a rove. 50.01% is not, and therefore it said it's not kosher. That's what you're arguing about.
Right, so Sfarim can't have fish and milk together, right? Sfarim can't have a bagel or lox with cream cheese.
Can right.
Have,
I don't know.
All right, let me know.
Next. And we said the liquid, the blood really, the blood in the slaughterhouse, in the Beis HaMikdash, where they shech the animals, that's tahar. My dachin, what's tahar exactly? So Rav Amar, dachin mamash, it's mamash tahar. Rav and Shmuel have an argument what Yosef and Yosef meant when he said the liquids are tahar. Rav says mamash tahar. Shmuel Amar, no. Dachin melotame acherim. It's tahar, it can't make anything else tamei. Aval, tumas atzman yeshma, but it is tamei. So if the blood falls on a dead body, it becomes tamei. It can't impart tumah any further, but it becomes tamei. If it can't impart tumah any further, who cares? Right? Now, aval, tumas atzman yeshma, tumah they have itself. Rav amar, dachin mamish. Rav said it's mamish tar. Why? Kosavar, tumas mashkin derabanan. The whole idea of any mashke being tame is only derabanan. Mina Torah, no such thing.
That's not what it says. It's one of the seven.
It's a liquid.
It allows it to be tame.
But can it become tame also? Of course it can, no? Right. So in other words, an apple can't become tame unless it once got wet.
Correct.
Right.
Now, can water become tame?
Yes.
The answer is yes. So it says Rav, that's not derabanan. Mina Rav, no liquid can become tame. Unrelated to Heksher issue.
Correct.
Unrelated. No liquids can become midrabanan. Midrabanan they can. V'chigaz Rabbanan Tumah, the Mashkin Da'alma. So when they made this gezeira on liquids, they only made it on stam liquids. Avol Mashke, Beit Mitvachaya, lo gazer Rabbanan. But in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not make the gezeira. So the gezeira, the Beis HaMikdash got a pass. No Tumah.
Just in that spot.
Correct. In that spot, right? All good. Shmuel Amar, no. Dachain, Belamata Acherim. It can't become Tameh. It doesn't have enough Tumah, so to speak, to make other things Tameh. Avol Tumas Atzman, but Tumah itself, Yesh Behen. Of course it has that. Why? Kosavar, Tumas Mashkin Daraisa. Tumas Mashkin, of course Daraisa. Of course. So, now, Latame Acherim Darabanan, the power of a liquid to be Matame, something else, that's the Rabbanan. So that they never imposed in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chi gazru Rabbanan b'mashkin, the Alma b'mashkin, Beis B'techaya, lo gazru. Okay, that's what the Machlokas is about. That's what, you know what it was, Makel? What was he Makel? That's itself the Machlokas. Okay?
What does that mean, that whole taste? What mean, drinking the water in that place, or the water that was...
I don't think it's water, I think it's blood. What?
It says blood and water.
That's what it says there? Okay. Well, it has to become tummy somehow. It has to touch something to become tummy.
Right?
It can't just become tummy by itself.
Right.
It needs another tumor. Right. So a dead body, someone died right down the spot?
In that spot.
Right.
But the catalyst for tummy is wet.
So if you shecht an animal, the animal now is dead. So it's right. An avila. It's not in the veil because it was shechted properly. But that caused tumah? I don't know. Is that what you're talking about? I don't think so.
I think so.
Someone dropped dead. Someone died. He fell on top of all the blood. That could happen. The coin was there and he unfortunately passed away. It happened.
Why is it specific to that spot? Why is that unique?
I don't know.
If you have the water over there and the sheriff falls into it, the water's tummy also.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So the question is going to become tummy to something else. Does it make you tummy if you touch it? Does it make the kli tummy? So Shmuel, no one says that.
That seems to be taken care of.
I know. I hear you.
And
then,
how can I worry about
Xera?
I mean, the water looks like water.
So it says Xera. It already is Xera. So make another Xera on top of that. Okay. Next, the last one was the hardest one. The last one was, where am I? Veldikar, Lemisa, Misav, and if someone touches a dead body, he remains Tahar. Karile Yosef Shaya. They called him Yosef the Makel. So Yosef, Isari by the way, they should have called him Yosef the Aserer. Right? Why? Why should they have called him that?
Misav means Tameh.
I'm sorry. Misav means Tameh. I'm sorry. If you touch a dead body, you become Tameh. First of all, I don't need Yosef Ben Yoezer. I'm sorry. Not that you become Tar. You become Tameh. First of all, I don't need Yosef Ben Yoezer for that. The Torah says that. Second of all, why is he Makel? He said, you touch a dead body, you become tummy. Why is he, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Touch a dead body, you become tummy. Why you become tummy? Why are you Makel? So, Yosef Asur, by the way, should have called him Yosef the Asurer. He said, you touch a dead body, va'od, daraisa he. It's in daraisa. Dichsiv, kol sheyigab al pnei asadeh, b'chal al-cherev, o b'meis. You touch anything, you become tummy. So the Gemara says like this. We're going to have like 5 answers until we get to the real answer. Daraisa, dikarev tummy. Midaraisa, if you touch a dead body, you become tamei. However, dikarev tahar, if the dead body is touching something, he's holding on to not a metal something, let's say he's holding on to a handkerchief, and I touch the handkerchief, I don't become tamei. That's what he said. That's what Rabbi Yossi meant to say, that kula. He's touching, if I touch the mace, no shayla, the Torah said that. But I touch something that he's touching. Do I become tummy? No. That's the kula.
But that's the
avatuma? Or his clothes? What? V'asu inhu. One second. V'asu inhu. The rabbanim were gozer. The rabbanim came along. V'nigzer afilu dikarev. Even if you touch the handkerchief, you're still tummy. The rabbanim said that. V'asu ihu. And Yosef ben Yoezer came along and said, no, v'ukma adoraisa. He said, no, you're tahar, like the doraisa. I don't hold from that gzera. So that's a makel. He was a kula. It's a kula. Said the Gemara, dikarev nami doraisu. That can't be the answer. That's also doraisa. Yes. Dichsiv, it says, Kalasha Yigaba Hatame Yitma. Anything that the Tame is touching, you can't touch. Touch a Tame person, you become Tame. Amar Rabbanan Kamei Derava, Mishmei Demar Zutra, Bered Derav Nachman, Damar Shmei Derav Nachman, Daraisa, that we learn from that Pasuk, Midaraisa, Dikarev, Bdiyikarev, Bichiburin. Okay, so here's the answer. Dikarev, Bichiburin. If you're touching something, that's the mace is still touching, it's still attached to him, he's still holding on to it, then Tumas Mechiburin, Tumas Shiva. You become Tomei as if you touched the mace. Requires 7 days of Tahira. What?
The case of the Torah is narrow.
Fine. So this could be a Gzera. Shalo Bechiburan, but if it's not attached to him, now I'm not sure what the time frame is, but he touched it. When did he touch it? Touched it last year? Some mug in the guy's kitchen that he touched it and then he died.
He says it's a person. Touching a person who's touching the mace.
Touching a person who's touching the mace. But shelo b'chiburon, but if they're not attached.
He's not touching it while you touch
him. He's not touching it while you're not touching him while he's touching the mace. Then tumas erev. Then you tell me only for one day. So what does that mean? That means Reuven died. Reuven died. So Shimon touched Reuven, and now you touch Shimon? When did he touch him? A month later? What's the time frame? It can't be a month later. So, if Shimon's still touching Reuven, and you touch Shimon, you tell me for 7 days. But if Shimon's no longer touching Reuven, and you touch Shimon, then you only tell me one day. That's Xera. The Asa Iu, Inu, the Gazer, Afilu Shlo B'chiburon, Tumas Shiva. The Rabbanim made Xera, even 7 days you tell me for that. The Asa Inu, and he came along and said, no, I'm going back to the Daraisa. You only tell me one day. That's a big kula. That's why he was such a makel. Says the Gemara, Daraisa Maihi. What's the Daraisa over here? Dichsiv, Hanogea b'meis. If someone touches a mace, L'chol nefesh, Adam, V'tame shivas yamim. He tame for 7 days. Uksiv, and it says, V'chol asher yigabo hatame yitma. V'ksiv, hanefesh, hanogas, hatame ada erev. Which one is it? Is it 7 days or not? The puzzles contradict themselves. One says seven, one says one. Okay, is that what's going on? The answer is, Kan b'chubarin, Kan b'shalo b'chubarin. Yeah, one's when they're attached, and one's when they're not attached. When they're attached, you're touching Shimon, who's touching the mace, you tell me 7 days. If they're detached, you only tell me one day. Again, how long are they detached? I don't know. Amalhu Rava, so Rava said, Lav amina l'chu, Lo titlu be buki siriki b'derev Nachman. Don't raise silly nonsensical objections to Rav Nachman. Right? Rashi says, Kadim reikim, empty thing, empty vessel. Don't say empty things to him. Klomar, dorm she'ein otam, things that don't have a reason. Right? Don't say to him things that are silly. What's silly? Right? Yeah, what does that mean? Why do you say that? Hachi Amar of Nachman. After all, Rav Nachman said, Safek Tuma b'Rishus HaRabim Hitterlehen. If it's a Safek Tuma in Rishus HaRabim, there's no Tuma. Why is there no Tuma? It's learned that from Sota. Right? A Safek Tuma. I'm sorry. So that's a question. Yossi ben Yehuezer could not have been talking about, it couldn't have been the pshat. He couldn't have been talking about a tumah that's attached. Why? Why not? Because Hachi Amar Rav Nachman, Tzafet tumah b'rishus harabim hiter lehem. If someone goes in a public place and there's a suffix, did I step over that cemetery? Did I go? I don't remember. It's a suffix. So what's the halacha? If it happens in public, in Rishus HaRabim, then you are Tameh. No.
Why? If
you're Tahar. You're Tahar. By a Sota.
In
Rishus HaRabim, you're Tahar. In Rishus HaYachid, you're Tameh. That's why a Sota is a Safek Tumah. Nobody knows what went on in there. Nobody knows. Nobody was in there. Just two of them. What do we say? It's a Shaila now. Safek Tumah Daraisa is Tahar. Right?
On the highway, it's Rishus HaRabim.
So
they're worried about the branches. It's Rishus HaRabim.
That's not a suffix. It's not a suffix.
Oh, no.
Right? So, if somebody touches a mace, right? What's going on here? Suffix toma b'rishas harabim hitter lahem. Right. So normally, if you go in b'rishas harabim and you have a suffix, did I touch it? Did I touch it? Did I not touch it? What's the story? You're tahar. Right? You're tahar. Suffix b'rishas harabim is tahar. Right? And that's what Rabbi Yossi ben Yoza meant to say. If you touch a dead body, you're tamei. What did he mean by that? We're talking about a vadai. You'd vadai touch a mace, you're tamei. Very simple. No kula. Right? Vahilchasa misota gominala. That's what we learned that from Sota. Ma sota, rishasa yachid, av tuma, rishasa yachid. So what kind of question is that? What, I don't need Rabbi Yossi for that. The Torah said that. Hamrav Yochanan, halacha vei morin kain. No, that was the halacha, but we didn't want to publicize that. Va'amar, va'asa, ihu, va'oru, uruye. He publicized it. Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer publicized his halacha. Tahar, and a vadai is tomei. Tanya nami hachi. Rabbi Yehuda omer, karvas na'atlehem. He used to make boundaries. Va'amar, ad kan rishus harabim. Ad kan rishus yachid. Yeah, if you tomei over here, public. Over there, private. Right? Kiyosala kamedra of Yanai, amalahu, hai maya bishkiyosa b'nahara zilu tivulu. Right? If you have a suffix, it was a suffix in Rishus HaRabim, so the suffix should be Tahar, but he was Machmer. Amar, he said, Hamaya Bishkiyasa, go to the mikvah over there, Benahara in the river, Zilu Tivulu, go dunk in the mikvah. Meaning, even though it's a suffix,
go anyway, exactly.
Okay? Now we'll start the next Gemara. This is like one of the, I guess, top 10 halacha lamaisa gemaras that apply to people. Fashlakos. You're not allowed to eat food cooked by a guy, even if it's kosher. Even if it's glatt kosher. You're not allowed to. Menahani mili. Where'd that come from? It's kosher. Why can't I eat food cooked by a guy? It's kosher. So, Amar v'chiyah bar Abba, Amar v'yokhanan, Amar kra, it says, this is a pasuk in Devarim. We're talking about passing through, going to Sichon or something, and it says, Ochel bekesef tashbireni, v'achalti umayim bekesef titenli, v'shasisi, and I drank water from the goyim. Kimayim, ma mayim shlonishtanu, water doesn't change. Water hot and water cold is the same water. Af ochel shlonishtanu, so to any food that doesn't change. Aval, so that's it. But otherwise, cooked food, I couldn't eat the meat, now I can eat it. It was before it was raw, now it's edible. That I can't eat from a guy cooked it. Right? Well, things that don't change, you can eat. Elamiyat, if that's true, chitin vasayin kloyos hachinami da'asurin, so wheat, that you make it to some kind of kernels, or some kind of clusters, is that asur? V'chitin hachinami, he said, yes, of course that's asur. V'otanya, chitin vasayin kloyos mutarin, wheat, that you make it to a cluster, that also, if a guy did that, you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. So now we have to fine-tune it a bit. Ela kimayim. No, it's a little bit like water. Ma mayim. Shlona shtana. Mibriyasan. Water doesn't change from the way it was created. Af ochel. Shlona shtana. Mibriyasan. So too, the food doesn't change when it's cooked. Now, what does this mean? Kernels of wheat getting clusters? I don't know what that means. I don't know what that is. What is that? But, whatever that is, it's not considered a change. That's not a change.
But water can also change.
How to change?
Become a mist?
But if you ask a guy, can you warm up the water for me? I want some hot water. Or, I want to make me a coffee. Which is really water.
Right.
So he's allowed to. Why? Because water didn't change. Now if you ask a guy, can you make me scrambled eggs? No, he can't.
Yeah, but if you boil water, then you have mist. You don't have the water
anymore. But not drinking it, then.
Steam is still water. Happens to be vaporized.
Yeah.
Still H2O.
It is?
Yeah. Yes. Now.
What's an egg? Cooked it.
It changes form.
Now, El Meata, if that's true, how about this one? Chita v'techanon. Chitin. You have wheat. V'tachnon. And he grinds it. The guy grinds it. Harein hachinami da'asurin. Would that be also? V'chitim hachinami. Yes, it would. V'tanya chitin v'asan k'loyos. Hakimchin, Vasaltos, Shalahem, Mutarin. That's all mutter. So, in other words, the Gemara keeps on pressing. When does the change occur where it becomes a problem? So, kimayim, ela kimayim, ma mayim shalom ishtanam ribiyasam, al yedei ha'or. So too, just like water doesn't change when you heat it up, it's still water. Af ochel shalom ishtanam ribiyasu al yedei ha'or. So too, it means any change that's done with a fire. So grinding is not a fire. So I have this, I can grind it up. The guy can grind it up, the guy can grind it up. Why? No fire. That's why it's not a problem. Now who made up, now the Gemara asks, me the Arksiv, who made up this rule that it has to be to do with or? And then the Gemara, tomorrow, the entire daf tomorrow is all about Bishalachim.
More than water, is it or?
That, what? But it doesn't change. It doesn't change, yeah, it doesn't change. Doesn't change with R. So too, anything doesn't change with R. So grinding is not a problem. We're going to get to it tomorrow. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Roasting of the beans?